My name is Deborah. I'm one of the in-house editors here at Scribendi.com. Today we are going to discuss pre-writing. Are you having trouble putting words on the page? A guide on how to master the art of pre-writing. Authors have their own writing habits, and sometimes they can be slightly odd. They may have to write first thing in the morning, only late at night, or never on Tuesdays. When asked, every author will offer different advice about how to begin the pre-writing process. Booker Prize-winning author Anne Enright said, "The way to write a book is to actually write a book. A pen is useful. Typing is also good. Keep putting words on the page." While this is sensible advice, it is not always easy to follow. Whether you are new to writing or are successfully published, you may find yourself full of ideas, but with no clue about where or how to start. One method many authors use is pre-writing. What is pre-writing, you ask? It is simply the first stage of writing and generally includes planning, mapping, research, outlining, storyboarding, and so on. Basically, pre-writing is everything that happens before you start putting words on the page. Step 1. Create an outline. One of the first things you should do in the pre-writing stage is to write a brief statement about the core of your story. Your story has to have a goal, something that the main character must do or accomplish, and a conflict, something that your main character must overcome to reach his or her goal. This is also called a plot skeleton. At the very minimum, you should know how your story will begin and end. When you begin the pre-writing process, you need to know where you are starting and where you want to end up. Otherwise, you'll get lost along the way. You can do this in the pre-writing stage by creating an outline or synopsis of your story. Don't worry, this doesn't have to be too long or detailed. Even a few brief sentences that capture the essence of what you want to convey in your novel will get you on the right track. Step 2. Know your audience and your voice. Once you have the basic outline of your story, the next step in the pre-writing process is to consider who you are writing for and who will be telling your story. First, you must consider your audience. Your audience is going to play a huge role in dictating your writing style, the type of language used, and the length of your book. A book aimed at teens is going to be significantly different than a book for adults. At this point of the pre-writing process, you also need to consider the point of view from which you intend to write. That is, are you going to write in first person, second person, third person, or alternating points of view? Are you going to focus on telling the story through one character or multiple characters? If you are unsure about which point of view you'd like to write from, try writing a paragraph or two in the different voices to see which feels best to you. You won't be able to do any writing if you haven't found your voice, so don't skip over this important step in the pre-writing process. Step 3. Get specific. Some authors don't like to get too detailed in the pre-writing stage, and if you are one of them, that is okay. There is no right or wrong way to do this. If you'd like to be a little more detailed in your pre-writing, you can do some exercises such as plot mapping or character sketches. You may want to spend some time creating the world in which your characters live. The pre-writing stage is also where you should do any necessary research. If you are going to set your story in ancient Alexandria, you'll want to have your facts straight and details correct about this time period, lest your novel be accused of lacking authenticity. A final thing to keep in mind about pre-writing is that while it tends to happen before you begin writing, it can occur at any point throughout the writing process. If you are smack in the middle of your story and find yourself stuck, stop and go back to pre-writing. Work on your outline or try changing the point of view. This pre-planning will not only help keep you on track, but it can also help you find your way if you are lost. If you have some of your manuscript completed but could use some help going forward, request a manuscript critique from the editors at Scribendi.com. This podcast was brought to you by Scribendi.com, because grammar matters.